Let's head out to Denver, shall we? Because the first name that came out, the man that the Bears first sought permission to talk to, Mike McCoy, is the Denver Broncos offensive coordinator, and Mike Kliss is the Broncos insider for the Denver Post. Mike, thanks for joining us tonight. The Bears wanted to talk to Mike McCoy first. One of Phil Emery's edicts is this guy, the new head coach, has to be adaptable. You've got McCoy, who worked with Kyle Orton, he had a career year, worked with Tim Tebow, had to reshape the entire offense and had some success with that. And now, of course, this year you got Peyton Manning in there. What else do we need to know about Mike McCoy? Because right there you go, wow, he can take a quarterback like Jay Cutler and make us into champions.
Well, you could have stopped right with Tim Tebow. You know, Tim. He made Tim Tebow. He helped bring along Tim Tebow to where he was 8-5 last year, including a playoff win in that, and that, you know, Tim Tebow can't play again. It seems like he can't get a job, or no one's giving him the chance. So last year, I think the biggest thing on the McCoy resume is last year with Tebow, the Broncos led the league in rushing. They were number one in rushing with Tebow as their quarterback. This year, I think they're number four in passing. I know they're number two in scoring with Peyton Manning. So you can't get any greater extremes at quarterback than Tim Tebow and Peyton Manning. I think everyone can see the differences there. And if he can handle those two extremes, he can handle someone who's in the middle of that. Jay Cutler is someone who has a stronger arm than both of them. I would not, from what I see from afar, and, you know, Tim or Jay Cutler is not the leader that Tim or Peyton Manning are. So he would have to bring along Cutler in the leadership and in the intangible department a little bit, and I think he can do that.
Why did the Cutler thing, and I mean, he's been here 4 years now, but why did it not work out there?
Josh McDaniels and Cutler. Josh McDaniels tried to make a trade for Matt Cassel. And if you remember, after he got here, he spent a couple weeks with Cutler, didn't like Cutler, didn't think Cutler had what it takes to get to the promised land, tried to make a trade for Matt Cassel. It didn't happen. You know, I don't think it got very far. I think it was one of those things where it was an exploratory conversation. And then the next thing you know, I think it got leaked, maybe by Bill Belichick, perhaps. And Cutler blew up. And then they tried to resolve this personality conflict. And Josh McDaniels was the 32-year-old kid and, you know, kind of yelled and screamed and didn't make Jay feel very good. And so after that, Cutler said, that's it. I'm out of here. Get me out of here.
And they traded him to Chicago.
Yeah. So it had not. Mike McCoy was in on some meetings with Cutler for a couple of weeks, but personality conflict wasn't with him. It was all Josh McDaniels and Jay Cutler.
Mike Kliss is the Broncos insider for the Denver Post. All right, so we know that Mike McCoy can work with quarterbacks and change things around. What's he like with the rest of the team? What do you think he could bring to make the jump from coordinator to head coach?
Yeah, he, as offensive coordinator, he meets with the press once a week. And, I've always thought he's kind of presidential. You know, he's a button-up or button-down type guy, kind of vanilla. But he does a lot to say. He's a friendly guy. The more you get to know him, the friendlier he is, the more talkative he is. And I think he kind of carries himself. He's got that comportment as a head coach. I think he'd be a good politician, which, you know, I've kind of always said that the quarterback, and this is where Jay Cutler, I think, misses out. I think the quarterback and the head coach of the team kind of have to be kind of like the mayor of the city. You know, they're out there in front on the TV stations more than the mayor is, more than any politician is. They're the ones that represent the city more than anybody else, really. And I think Mike McCoy would do that. You know what he reminds me of, guys, is Jason Garrett of the Dallas Cowboys. He kind of looks like him. He's built like him. He's a backup quarterback. He kind of talks a little bit like him. And Jason Garrett was the hot coaching candidate way back when, and McCoy is now, for sure.
We appreciate you taking time. They're going to interview him this weekend, and I'm sure we will be in touch with you. Keep up the great work.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Mike.
You. Mike Kliss.
From the Denver Post.